Excuse me, that was free of obvious.
Nature, it's in our blood. Steady posting the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans. What a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Hello,
Gold Blow Sticks.
Good morning, everybody.
Gold Blow Sticks
episode of a new low. Greg, stop pressing drops. How's everybody doing tonight? Greg,
what's
how
up,
you doing?
What's up?
Scott, how you doing?
What a do, boo, boo.
All right. Fellas, I got a cocktail.
Greg, don't hit the drop. I shamed you.
Drinks. With chug. I need to re-pull up. Scott, stop pressing.
What are you talking about? It's you making a cocktail.
Jesus Christ. While I make this cocktail that is referred to as the, I don't remember the name because I got it off of Instagram, actually. Okay, what's going on here?
The Kelsey.
Yes.
It's not the Kelsey, Scotty, even though I know you're excited for it.
That's the way I feel too.
But that was going to be my question. I was going to say, where were you guys when you heard the Kelsey news, and how did your better halves react when they heard the Kelsey news? I try to locate the name of this drink.
I think
it's coffee
asking.
Bartini.
I got the news from my better half. She texted me the TMZ link she got.
No?
How did your better half feel about it?
Other than it being pop culture-ish, don't really care one way or the other. Not a Swiftie.
Don't care.
Nice Swiftie.
Happy Here's birthday to him.
I don't care.
He Good also luck. Started an American Eagles ad with
there it is.
White supremacists.
Cold Brew Partini is the name of the drink.
Ooh,
all right,
cold
so
brew.
2 ounces of cold brew.
What kind of
Scott,
cold brew?
Where were you? I got Dunkin' Donuts cold brew that I've had for a while here. Trying to get rid of it.
Never mind. Where were you? Cold brew in the fridge. I forgot about. Where were you when Joe was getting high?
When you heard the news, buddy.
I was looking at my phone, and my dad sent me the TMZ article as well.
That's hilarious.
And I replied, I don't care.
That's very funny of you. 1 ounce. 1 ounce of vodka.
Vodka?
It's going to be a very boozy drink for your boy, by the way.
I have a drink.
Vodka.
Topic or something to say. Also.
Okay, go for it.
So today I'll
Oh, if you have a topic,
bring it to the show. Not a topic, just a little story, quick story, because while Joe makes a drink, because I bought a bottle of the Basil Hayden, just the regular bottle, and the lady at the counter is like, is that the smoke?
Crazy.
I said, I've had the smoke, but no, this is just the regular bottle.
Mm.
No, not smoke. Toast. Toast.
Toast. That's right. Toast.
She said, did you get the, is that
she
the
said,
toast?
Buy the toast, no. Get the smoke.
Well, because toast is the bottle we had at the hotel.
Half an ounce of liqueur 43. Now, this is a Spanish liqueur that has both vanilla and citrus notes to it.
43.
I think I drank half that shot at the hotel because I was at my limit for the night.
You were maxed out.
And I was like, I'm not going to do the whole shot. It was good, but I don't think I finished it.
Half an ounce of a coffee liqueur. I have still have my Herencia. Yeah, that's what I said. It's going to be a very big
Carlos
drink.
Mencia?
Herencia.
A lot going on here.
Coffee
would
liqueur.
You steal this joke from?
Where'd you steal this drink from? Instagram, I told you. And then it asks for a coffee creamer of your choice. And you know what I said? I said, fuck it. Let's make this more boozy.
Chobani.
Just gonna throw some Baileys. Just gonna throw a little Baileys in that bad boy.
Joe's getting a little busy. But Joe's trying to pack on those 15 pounds of Forest Honeybun.
Hit. All right. Throw it all in your tin. Make sure the top is secured. Give it a little shake. Greg, cover your ears.
Greg, cover your ears. Go shaking it. What do you guys think about shaking stuff?
Let me grab some ice.
Gold.
What do you guys think about grabbing ice? When you guys get ice at the hotel, do you use the bag or do you raw dog it in the bucket that someone might have puked in?
Bag. You don't think people have puked in the bag? I always use the bag. I use the bag.
I raw dogged it with the lady and then she was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "It's a bucket with ice in it." She's like,
well, the thing is, if you're drinking the ice, if you're just putting drinks in it or something like
that. Damn. Gotta get
champagne bottle.
I haven't made a drink in so long.
But I use the bag for sure.
I think I was drinking the ice, but I was also scooping the ice from the top middle of the bucket, not the sides.
Yeah.
From the top middle of the bucket?
That's where you start, man.
What about you, Joe? Do you raw dog a bucket at the hotel?
No, I was just putting it right into cups. The cups I was going to use.
Would you go to the ice machine and put it in the cups?
I was bringing an extra cup to just fill up that cup.
To give shots to your buddy, your...
$40 buddy.
Buddy. Who actually has given you...
Team Olajuwon shirt.
Who's giving you more of a wedding gift than I have so far? Forgive me, Joe. I keep every morning.
Right there, Scott. You keep saying that. I think you gave money already.
Scott. I don't think I did. Every morning, I wake up in a panic, saying I haven't done that yet. I'm going to do it today, and then
let him do it.
I think you gave it as Vanilla Swirl Coffee Martini. Looks good.
You finally did. 20 minutes into the show, nice Joe's little, drink is made. Nice
foam on the top.
A lot of coffee.
Thank you.
A lot of coffee.
Could give it a little.
A lot of booze.
Ooh, that is good.
Tasty.
It sounds dangerous. Yeah. It sounds like it's 30% alcohol.
That is tasty. It's also it's strong, but it's not that strong. I would about to say the liqueur 43 is the citrus in it is not too strong. But it's adding something that's hiding the booze. Something with that citrus vanilla, it's hiding the booze a bit, citrus throwing it in the vanilla. Background.
The acid's cutting through the booze?
Potentially, maybe, I don't know.
Is it curdling at all?
Not curdling, but definitely frothing at the top. Definitely frothing.
I love a good froth.
Curdling, big I can't wait there. For the Winter Olympics. Curdling is my favorite sport.
That's good. That's good. It's not too invasive. It doesn't have too much of a coffee
taste.
It's not
too invasive.
It's not too overt, is what I mean.
It's not too gentrified.
The coffee is a little subtle, but it has enough coffee there that, you know, I'm giving this 7 out of 8. It's a really good drink.
Coffee.
7 out of 8.
And a coffee liqueur.
Joe.
I'm giving this 7 out of 8. Joe's. I really like this.
Nice.
This is like a. Four Loco for the millennials.
For real, for real. That's really good. I'm digging that. I'm digging that.
He's digging it, boys.
And girls.
Gals, too.
The dig
Speaking
is
of which,
got
Greg
a
has
a
question for us.
I got a question!
So, I was picking up the mail from the cabin's mailbox, and there was a letter in there.
We said the boys, Greg.
I'm changing the name of the person it was addressed to, but it said Mr. Robert Johnson and Ronald Johnson. So the names were changed, but it said Mr. M-I-S-T-A, Mr. Robert Mr. Johnson wow. and Ronald Johnson. So Mr. I don't Bumaster. Think this person's name is Mr., but it made us laugh.
It might be Mr.
Hey, Mr., we got your letter. Hey, Mr.
But my question is, what's the oddest name you've ever on mail that you've ever received. Like you received somebody else's mail and it was a weird name. Or they got your name completely wrong.
Oh, I got one for that more so. I've had Georgia Power for years now. I've spoke to them on the phone. I've tried to change it. But for some reason, my system.
Brian is Dorville.
They have me as Droville. Droville. And I'm like, guys, can we?
No.
It's been many years.
Joe,
now.
Let him keep it. You don't got to pay your bill now. You don't got to pay your bill now.
Like, okay.
I don't know who you are.
Okay. All right.
Let him keep it, Joe. Yes. I got the wrong guy.
So, yeah. It's very annoying. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I had one issue last year on I managed a few online retail stores.
Mr. with an A. I didn't even catch that. That's funny as shit.
And one of the guy he put in his order was it was like a full sentence. It was like Mr. It was partial curse word I can't say. Mr. Ooh. Blank guy knows how to do it or something like that. It was very
Mr. Bombastic.
It was like a Twitch username or an Instagram name. But it was like six words.
Six words or letters?
Words.
Six words.
So it was like a sentence.
Oh, okay.
Sentence.
Oh, it was okay. A full sentence, this guy's name. And we thought it was funny because who puts that for their name on an order online?
Online order for what now? I think I got lost.
Supplements.
This was at CVS?
Supplements. No, this is online supplements for
supplementing the company your body. You do stuff for. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I'm trying to figure out when were you outside of CVS when you're in a customer service CVS position.
We had our company, our phones are through.
Fulfillment of orders.
We use Teams now for all our calls, and when they leave messages, it transcribes them. And sometimes people call and leave messages, and their TV's on behind them. So you're getting what they're saying along with what their TV's saying in the background. So some of these messages transcribed are hilarious. They just such nonsense. Like they're watching a soap opera
I'd really
or
like
something.
To get.
Yeah.
I'd really like to get my horse.
It's my evil twin.
Also. Also, I'm the one who knocks. Like, whoa, what's going on here?
Or the, you know, pocket dial stuff also. That's great. But that's fun.
That's fun. It's not fun.
Pine Paul.
It's not fun.
Used to get, like, Pine Paul. My stepdad, his name was Felix, and he always got stuff for Feliz. Like, hey, Feliz. Feliz Navidad. That's fun. Feliz.
Felix Navidad.
But.
Yeah. Prospero.
I hate when I do get other people's mail, though. I'm like, man, I'm not taking this to them at an apartment complex.
And it's always like collections and shit, too. So it's like, I know they know they hadn't paid the shit. They didn't change their address or anything.
Yeah, like one time I got a manila envelope, and I was like, this is like important. But
a vanilla envelope.
You got like a summons. Do you ever open it?
Hell yeah. Like, no, I never open anybody's mail.
Come on, man.
Drake, that's a federal charge right there, buddy.
Not if they never
I don't know if you know, but they out here just activating the feds for no good reason right now.
Did I tell you about when we opened up someone's Amazon and then they sent the cops to our door?
Scott, no, what? Was this at your place now?
Did we discuss that? Yeah, at this place.
No. By the way, Scott, I don't know if you're aware of this because I just found about this on Saturday and I feel like you should be aware. California has changed their common law marriage status from 7 to 3 years. So, just putting that on your radar. I felt like I meant to tell you
that. I thought
that
California didn't have common law laws. According to my research, I wasn't researching personally, but what I heard was...
They may not use the words common law, but they have other words that they can use.
They changed it from 7 years to 3 years now.
Domestic partnership, shit like that.
Yeah, domestic partnership, that's what it is.
You know what? She got me with health insurance with that. Does that mean... did she get me? She listens now, which means... You know what? I don't mind, Joe, because we're going to get married soon.
I mean, that's big words for a little man. Sorry, go ahead. What you saying?
So when we first moved in, we got an Amazon package. We opened it up and we're like, oh, this isn't our stuff. And then we looked at it and it was the previous tenant's name on there. So then the lady, she called Amazon. She's like, yo, we got this package. What do we do with it? And then they're like, what's the info on there? And then she's like, the Amazon's like, I guess you could just keep it or like do something with it. We put it in the system as like the wrong person got it or whatever.
Send them a new one. Yeah.
And then like a day or two later, the cop shows up at the door. And he's like, "What's there? Did you guys get a package for somebody?" And I was like, what?
I feel like the cops have better things to do. Well, actually, they don't.
He felt like he had better things to do. And then I figured out, oh, they're here for that Amazon package. And then we're like, yeah, we got it. We opened it. We didn't realize it was not ours.
Well, and if you don't have a forwarding address, and like, do you have the responsibility anyway?
Yeah, what can you even do?
Okay. Correct. Meanwhile, we're still getting...
They called Amazon.
We're still getting her mail in the box. On a weekly basis, we have to shove her mail back into the outgoing box and be like, she still doesn't live here.
Well, that means your mail person sucks because...
No forwarding. Well, she has no
How they have the informed delivery? So they scan it and you see what's coming in your mail. And I'll see stuff for a previous... Not in our house here because it was a new house. But previous ones, it'll look like we're going to get it. But our mail person knows that person doesn't live anymore. So they pull it. So...
Yeah.
So that's just a bad carrier.
Well, some people are sleepwalking through. Yeah, I would say. I'm not killing the carriers for just delivering the mail, as they see. If I ain't got a forwarding address, I ain't got a forwarding address.
Yeah. Fix your address.
I was like,
don't leave it up to me to toss it.
For a $40 Amazon package.
I would say it takes a dollar to go in to USPS and do the forward for a year. Like, if you're not going to do that, then you don't care about your mail.
Exactly. Meanwhile, my mail's still coming. Still going to my brother's place.
Going to Redlands.
That's different.
Redlands.
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 Redheaded.
I couldn't remember where the heck you were.
Redheaded city.
Redheaded city. That's the place. Just like I said.
Yeah, so we told the cops, and he's like, I was like, oh, we got the package. You could take it. We don't want this. We don't need this.
I always feel bad when they...
want this lime green dildo.
When you open it, and you realize it's not yours.
WNBA game?
You open it, and you realize it's not yours, and then you see it's your neighbor, and you got to take the neighbor and say, oh, shit, I'm sorry I opened this. Because we get so many packages, we're just opening all of them, and it's not until we see what's in it we realize it's not what we ordered.
We're getting so many packages.
Cialis.
Oh, that was like this sweater. Remember this sweater was it got delivered to the wrong apartment and somebody brought it to me. I was like, oh, thank goodness.
What's that sweater again?
It's a Rory and Maul sweater. I don't listen to the show anymore, so it's very
funny. Might have been delivered to the right address then, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Funny enough. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum.
Remember when Joe canvassed for
Banks.
Kamala Harris. I still got Kamala stickers.
Good that
I got a couple
did, did it work? Did she win?
Listen to like the far left people who are always tweeting about, ooh, they're auditing this and they're going to flip the result. Like, dog, it's over.
You're still counting, guys. Today's the day.
Brother, it's over. All right?
Today's
put your head down, do the work, move on. It's not getting flipped. Oh man, those people would be pissed off.
Have you guys been to New Orleans?
I have one time, a couple years ago, for my buddy's 30th.
Did you do the whole experience? Did you go to Bourbon Street? Did you have some beignets?
Did not have beignets. That was the one thing. I went with the wrong set of people. After I took that trip, I told Ariel, I was like, we need to go to New Orleans. This was very early on in our dating.
Like two months ago?
I went with the wrong set of people because everybody, not everybody, but the people in charge were just trying to drink. And I was like, this is like one of the best food cities. Like, I'd like to, you know, go eat. And they were just like, it's his 30th birthday. We're going to the casino. We're going to Bourbon Street. We're drinking. We're gambling. And I'm like, guys, I'd like to like enjoy the city some. But it wasn't my trip at the end of the day.
So what did you do?
A few hours.
Did you go to Caesars, Joe? To gamble?
Yeah, we went to Caesars, did some gambling there. I made like $100 at the roulette. So pretty solid trip.
I went
as far as that was concerned. I took out 100, made 100. It was nice. Fine.
We were at in Lake Charles for a friend's 50th birthday, and then we drove to New Orleans for the afternoon or for the day.
Lake Charles.
And we we walked around. We had beignets. We walked around. Had good food. Bourbon Street's not really happening on a Monday morning afternoon, so we saw it.
I had gator bites. That was about it. As far as like adventurous food.
I did not. To me, it was just a city. It looked like a city.
So like cities little electrolytes inside of a candy bar?
No, like alligator bites.
Gator bites.
Gator tail.
Well, after
I've had gator.
After Joe's wedding, we made our trip to New Orleans.
That's right.
Spent 2 days there. Got to experience the food, which I was pleasantly surprised by because I'm not a
foodie.
I'm not a seafood guy, and it's heavily seafood.
Very seafoody. Seafood forward, some would say.
Seafood forward. We got there. What was it?
Did you have some fried catfish?
Monday night, I think it was Monday after night. The wedding. Monday night. It must have been Monday night.
We got left Monday morning, I believe.
Yeah, we got there at like 9 p.m. by the time we checked in to our hotel, which is right next to... I happened to book Caesar's the hotel Palace. Right next to Caesar's Palace. What are the odds of that?
So she goes to sleep, I can walk or saunter over.
It might have happened. I also might have lost 500 within the first hour and then went back before midnight. And
Yeah, that was so another good thing. We went when my buddy's birthday falls like right in the March Madness. So we were doing a lot of March Madness gambling.
We got there 9 o'clock. I was like, I got to go to Bourbon Street because she didn't want to go to Bourbon Street. She didn't want to do like the tourist stuff. And I was like, it's my first time here. I got to experience the tourist stuff. And she's like, you won't like it. Sucks. I'm like, let's just do it. She's like, fine. We go to Bourbon Street. She was right. It was awful. It was gross. It was dirty. It was 50% homeless people.
In college.
50% homeless people. Smelled like piss and not.
Well,
like,
you like Greg went on like a Monday, Tuesday. I was there for like a weekend.
It was a Monday night. So it was Monday night at 9 p.m.
It was a night though. So.
Oof. I went. It was happening. Like I said, college tournaments going on, which is also spring break for college students. Like, it was a riot.
No hyperbole. It just smelled like piss and vomit and booze. It does.
That is true.
I was like, we're just walking up and down, seeing the same shops, Willie's, I forgot what it was. Willie's had wings. Willie's had pizza.
Oh, okay.
There's like 6 different Willie's we passed.
Oh, Fat Willy. I'm thinking of like a Fat Tuesdays or something like that. That has like the slushies or something.
Plenty of those. I mean, every place had the slushie. The
Hurricanes.
The original bomb something. What's the grenade?
I don't know. Yeah,
grenade,
probably.
Grenade drink you get, which I think the guy from Bar Rescue.
Taffer.
Like saved. I think he invented the grenade, and now there's like 6 bars that has a grenade on the fucking Bourbon Street. Anyway, that kind of sucked. But then the next day, we actually did like a food tour. We went to French Quarter, had some beignets at Café Du Monde, and some coffee.
Always packed, I believe, right?
Packed.
Yeah, humid. That's like one of the top places, I believe.
Delicious.
Yeah,
but we
didn't
utilize
fly into the airport.
You both didn't fly into the airport because I was going to say the one thing that killed me about New Orleans, I flew into the airport smells wet. Like, the airport smells so wet. It's insane. It's
feels
like you
wet.
Landed in a swamp. Yeah, it's like you landed in a swamp. It's insane.
You're below sea level, so it's
sorry,
like,
I interrupted. Aw.
We did utilize the tram train system, which was nice. I enjoy a city that you can spend $6 for a day and just hop on and hop off.
The trolley?
We did that. Tram. Trolley. their trolley. They have like trolleys.
Yeah, we did the trolley a little bit. Yeah.
We did not. We walked everywhere and Ubered.
We did Cafe Du Monde for some coffee and some beignets. Mm-hmm. We stopped at a local, wasn't very tourist one. It was recommended by her friend who was from New Orleans. Yeah. We had some gumbo and some fried chicken, which, not a gumbo guy.
Not delicious. A gumbo guy.
Oh. Delicious. So I'm not a shrimp guy. Surprised. Not a shrimp guy.
You can eat around the shrimp. Eat around the shrimp, and it's pretty good.
I ate the shrimp. The shrimp was good. It tasted like it's like sausage.
You're not a shrimp guy? That's crazy.
I'm not a
shrimp guy either. But
really? I feel like shrimp is like the easiest entry.
It is easy entry, but also it's the texture. Tastes like rubber to me. It's just like rubber.
Texture, rubber. It's
I like shrimp since I was a kid.
Texture.
Fry me some shrimp, some cocktail sauce.
I'm not the hugest seafood guy, but like I love a good scallop, a crab.
Wait, I got a question.
A shrimp.
Gumbo or jambalaya? What's the difference?
I got a question for you guys.
One is more broth-based and one is more rice-based. Rice-based,
yeah.
What's the broth one? Because that's the one we had. Was that jambalaya?
Gumbo. That's gumbo.
Yeah, jambalaya is more.
All right.
Yeah.
That's more like a
if
rice.
If you think jambalaya, what is it? Uncle Ben's like has the jambalaya like rice packet thing.
Yeah. It was gumbo. It was good. It was delicious. It was like
now there is rice sausage in gumbo,
soup. Yes, there was rice. Rice, shrimp, and sausage in it. It was delicious.
It's very good.
She got the fried chicken. I also had a Heineken. Was it a Heineken? I think I had a Heineken with that. And a Heineken hit.
You're in New Orleans. You got to get an Abita. Purple Haze.
Oh, no. Turbo Dog, baby.
Those were everywhere. This place. Yeah. Only this place didn't have it or I would have had it.
Okay. All right.
Well, when I watched. The Heineken hit.
Good cold Heineken is not bad. Not going to lie.
Well, I watched Treme.
When it's humid as fuck.
When I watched Treme, I expected everybody to be drinking like Abita and stuff, but it was mostly about black people. They all drank Budweiser. But I love the Abita. Abita Purple Haze is good. Abita Amber, yeah, the Amber and the Turbo Dog. Amber Turbo Dog.
I haven't had this Turbo Dog you're referring to.
We named our bowling team. I had a bunch of friends.
Turbo Dog?
No, it's more of a brown, I think.
Okay. I had one of their IPAs. Solid. Good.
I was on a bowling team with several people from Louisiana, Lafayette area, Lafayette and Lake Charles. They loved Abita Turbo Dogs, or we were the Turbo Dogs. But they didn't sell it in Colorado, so I had to get it. I can find it here every once in a while.
I have had it.
I could get it here.
I gave it a 4.25 rating on Untappd. I
do. Not a fan.
4.25 out of 5. It's out of 5, Scotty.
That's I haven't heard of Abita in a while. I thought they fell off, and then I went to there, and I was like, that's all everyone had? It was just Abita, Purple Haze, and
yeah,
a couple of the IPAs
I
had.
How long ago did I have this? I had this in
2016. Yeah, it's a brown. A Turbo Dog's a brown ale.
Yeah, it's a brown ale.
I love it.
2016.
What other food do we have? Sorry, we had grilled oysters.
Grilled oysters.
Not grilled.
I've never had an oyster.
Not fried oysters.
Grilled is fine. Grilled oysters. That's normal. Yeah.
We went to one of the famous spots. That's not perfect. I'm not an oyster guy. They were delicious, mainly because it tasted like garlic and butter. It was like garlic
and
butter.
Don't you like throw hot sauce on it and everything?
You could throw some hot sauce on there, but the garlic butter just covers up the fishy oyster flavor.
See, like that's a bridge too far for me as far as seafood venturing out. Like it looks disgusting. I'm not trying it.
Those ones are great. The raw ones, I wouldn't do raw ones.
I've only had raw one.
It's got like cheese butter and garlic on it.
I just like.
Hey yo,
cheese, butter, and garlic. It was pretty good.
Okay,
we went to a local butcher that was off the beaten path, which was fantastic. Oh, I had the the oh god, what's the sandwich? What's the New Orleans sandwich?
Po' boy.
Po' boy. No.
The big brown
that's
one.
That's the New Orleans sandwich.
Muffalata.
New Orleans. Muffalata. Muffalata.
Never heard of this. Wow.
I had to get a muffalata. This place had a fantastic muffalata. Or muffalata? 10 out of 10.
Never heard of, so I can't.
Never heard of a muffalata?
Never heard of it.
Oh, my God.
No. They have a Jesus deli as well. Muffalata. Hey. Muffalata.
Fantastic. Muffalata. Muffalata, that's it.
Yeah. It's a Sicilian sesame bread. But
it's like an Italian sandwich, bread. New Orleans style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have them at Chase's Deli. You know, that's where I've had it.
Measure for the French.
They're good, though. The bread's good, for sure.
I'm shocked with the amount of French influence in both Vietnam and New Orleans that there aren't more, like, banh mi's that are known in New Orleans. Because they have the good bread, obviously. Like, the po' boy's right there, you know. It's not too far of a move. You think somebody would have, like... Especially with, like, the boom of, you know, different colony cuisines mixing and matching and whatnot.
Yeah.
And maybe it is, and I just don't go... I've been to New Orleans one time, so I'm talking out of my ass here.
How do you pronounce C-O-C-H-O-N?
What? I don't know.
C-O-C-H-O-N.
C-O-C-H-O-N. I'm not going to try it. I have to see it. Cochon. I can't just go off the ears. Cochon?
That's, it was that
butcher. Was this at the deli?
Was this at the butcher? This was the butcher we went to.
It's pig. It's pork.
It's there's cochon. There's a lot of pig and pork, yeah. The lady had to find something that
didn't have cinnamon what's or the name pork. Word. It's a Creole word.
Oh.
Yeah, cochon.
Cochon.
Cochon? Cochon.
Cochon. You gotta get to cochon.
Oh, I took the lady to pig butcher. I can't believe she didn't find something she could eat there. She's gonna get the lamb.
With the restaurant?
She's gonna get the lamb, but the lamb had cinnamon, and she can't have cinnamon either, so she was...
Oh, man. She's allergic to cinnamon? Else.
Yeah, she's allergic to cinnamon. Can't have pork.
It's unfortunate.
I enjoyed myself. Great beers on tap, too. Highly recommend. Nice. Next time
you're in New Orleans.
No.
Oh, this guy didn't have one Abita in New Orleans.
I didn't have one Purple Haze. I kept every place. I was like, next place I'll get a Purple Haze. And then I saw something else on the menu. I was like, let me get that.
Didn't get one Purple Haze, no Amber, no Turbo Dog. Guys, tripping.
The final night, we did go to the Music Street. I forgot what the name of it was, where it's a bunch of like bands.
Don't know. Okay.
There's always music playing, and they have mixed drinks and... We finally, they're all packed, very busy.
Okay, that's good.
We finally got to one which had seating, and we sat inside. Then I started looking around, and I was like,
there's a reason no one's here.
It's like,
is that Frenchman Street?
Frenchman Street, that's a street. Yeah, I see Greg. Okay.
He's it was like
all white band. I was like, No wonder why it's not here. Not very authentic, and I was looking around. I was like, oh.
And of course, you were like, this is the place I have to go to.
No, I went where we could get a seat, okay? It was hot and packed, and we're like, which place should we choose? And we sat down, and we had two drinks, and it was fine. We tried to enjoy the city.
What cocktails did you get?
I got a beer. I forgot what it was. I regretted it. And then I got... one of their, they had like band drinks from like usual band members, and it was like a green, it was almost like a Midori sour.
Okay.
It was pretty good. I was like, I gotta get one of these mixed drinks while I'm in New Orleans. And
I want to say, what did the lady get, but what did Missy get?
I don't think she drank that night. I think she got one of the mixed drinks, the non-alcoholic versions of the...
Oh, okay. A little mocktail. Had to drive in mocktail. The morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of beers, I don't know if I mentioned it on the recap of the wedding weekend, but that Frog Rock place, the Blackberry Kolsch, was freaking amazing. I loved it.
Was it? I didn't even try it. Dang it.
One of the favorite beers I've had. I dug it.
Well, speaking of Scotch Trip, I moved my one of my topics up here because it falls in line with a similar thing. So, me and the lady are getting ready for the honeymoon. Honeymoon less than 100 days out as of now. And I was wondering, you guys are both in long-term relationships. Who is the itinerary person
Greg's really
in the relationships? Who puts the, like, hey, we should go here. I found this place here. I seen this thing on, like, an Instagram or TripAdvisor. Who does that in your relationships? Greg, you first. Scott just did a lot of talking. Let him collect his thoughts.
It's definitely Kendra, I think.
Herman said on the show.
Because I don't travel. I mean, there's certain things I want to see, but I'm content hitting up a bar and just chilling at a bar all day and watching sports on TV. There's certain touristy things I want to hit. However, like when we travel, when we went to like Oktoberfest and we travel with the in-laws, they're itinerary people, so they usually have stuff scheduled out. Like we're going to Montana next week, next Friday.
Ooh.
And we have stuff we wanted to hit.
Casino.
We had stuff we wanted to hit, but they're the ones looking up, scheduling, and making it happen. So I appreciate that.
Okay.
But the two of us, Kendra definitely is the person. Because chances are she's already done it, and she wants to show me stuff that she enjoys as well.
Mm. So. How do you feel about that? Do you?
I'm cool with it.
I guess it's probably different for you. I know some women, are more like, I want to experience something new with you, and I don't want to do something you've already done type of thing. So I was wondering, is it the same way for the man if a woman has done something already, you know?
If she enjoyed it, wants to do it and share it with me, I'm all about that. And if she wants to try something new, I'm like, I'll offer that too.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm okay sitting back.
I guess the theory is, like, I mean,
take control.
If you did it already, you obviously thought it was dope enough if you want to show me. Like, that's pretty cool. It's kind of like sharing a show or a movie or something, I guess. It's like, Sharon, I really dug this. You should check it out. Scott, your relationship, who is the itinerary putter together? Her.
What you, Scott?
Oh, I lost Joe's audio for a second. Or did we all lose Joe's audio?
I don't know. He's talking to
him. I'm with Greg on this one. I'm like, let's do the touristy stuff. And the lady's like, no, I text my friends at work and here's stuff we should do. So thank God for her, especially in New Orleans, because she got all the places we should eat that weren't tourist traps, like the butcher shop. And everywhere we go, Spain
that's
and
what
Ireland.
I was thinking, you also went to Spain, too.
Spain and Ireland, she had COVID because her place of business has people all over the country and the globe. So she knows people in all these places.
Country would help you with Spain and Ireland.
The globe. So she always gets like inside, like local recommendations, which comes in handy because I would have just been like Bourbon Street, Caesar's Palace. I enjoy New Orleans, but thank God we went other places because it was good. Good food recommendations.
So, I would say in my relationship, who do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
You.
You, and then she says, whatever you want to do, Joe, I'm happy.
She's not necessarily whatever you want to do, Joe, I'm happy. It is me. I'm not controlling, but I get jazzed for, like,
Joe is very controlling in his relationship.
I get jazzed for, like, oh, we should do this and this, and, like, finding new things, discovering things like that. Like, when we went to L.A., it was like, oh, we should hit this, and we should go to this museum, and then
this fantastic
we should go to this
hotel
next
to the airport.
When Kendra and I went to L.A., we kind of half and
Hollywood
half
Vine.
Stuff.
Like, no, we're going to LAX, baby.
I always like to go to the store, comedy store, when we're there, so definitely wanted to do that, and get out
I'm
to the
trying
ocean
to buy
a
comedy.
Bit. To the beach, and then we wanted to go to the hockey game with Scott and
that's right,
Rusty, his lady.
I forgot that happened.
And so, but I'd been there probably more than she had recently because I'd gone for a bunch of after disaster stuff. So there was stuff.
New
low
things,
yep.
And ramen and improv.
I was gonna say for it was like okay. I was gonna say I think that's more what it is. Like me and her will have a discussion. It's like okay, what are the things you want to do, things that you think you want to, places you think you want to go, or whatever. And then I kind of like configure a itinerary around those. So like when we went to LA, it was like I want to see the names on the Hollywood, like the what the heck do you, the Walk of Fame stuff. Yeah, it's like want to do that. Want to go like on a hike or something. So
how many
boom,
how many CDs did you get?
Did got none. Got a
how
couple
many CDs
vinyls though.
Did you give?
Because I was like, we could go on. We could see some of the Walk of Fame, and there's also a record store. Amoeba Records is right over there, so we could walk that. Go to Amoeba Records, right check there, that out. Went yeah. to the where we parked. It was right there. I was saying because. The Walk of Fame is like every it's sprawling. It's kind
it
of
is
everywhere.
Sprawling.
It's true. So we did that, went to the LACMA, did a hike, and it was like boom, cool, great. But right now we're doing the honeymoon thing for Paris, and it's like, okay, where do you want to go? All right, cool. Well, we could hit up this. We could go here. Let's do a food thing here. Like, this place is hot and trendy. Like, one of the things I sent her the other day was, like, because she was like, I want to go shopping. And I want to go shopping in Paris so I can say I have this thing in Paris. I was like, all right. And then I found on Instagram, because the funny thing is, the last time I went to Europe, Instagram, I can't say it wasn't as big, but I wasn't as on Instagram, so I didn't use any Instagram tips or anything like that. Whereas now I'm like, oh, let me see a couple of recommendations or whatnot. I have found this Paris like tour guidey person or whatever, and she was like, hey, if you want to go get skincare, don't go to like the regular pharmacy because that's usually a tourist trap and da 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 da. Go to this mall. And I was like, so I sent her that and she was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, of course. You want to go shopping? It's a mall. One, takes care of that. And two, you're really into skincare. So boom, takes care of that.
Oh, if you want to go to a nice mall, go to DC. They have a great mall.
Yeah, they got the cleanest mall. Yeah. But yeah, so.
They have National Guard really, to guide you through the mall as well if you need them.
To also clean up the mall in their full getup, their full work
with guns. Now but, we gave them guns.
We gave them
first time the guards have guns.
But yeah, so I love nothing more than getting enthused and jazzed about taking a trip and then like planning a trip and then executing a trip. And also, I'm really this is I think the thing I like most about myself. I can throw something out. If I need to, like, we don't need to do that. I don't care about it. Boom. That's off. We'll do this other thing instead that we see that's cool. Like, I'm not married to the itinerary. I'm shocked neither of you came in with it, married to Ariel.
I was waiting for you to finish.
I'm not married to the itinerary married. That way where it's like we got to do every single thing. Like, we literally today we were talking and I was like, do we need to do this? Like, we can, instead of doing this, like, food tour where we're paying all this money, we can just, like, find a bunch of restaurants we want to go to with all the different cuisines in Venice and just do our own thing. Like, it might be more, but we're going to like it more.
I feel like Venice is going to smell bad, too.
Well, it's going to be very so much salt.
No, it does. Wait, beach?
Well, Venice, Italy.
I've been to Venice in Cali.
But I think... I don't know how bad it's going to smell, though, because it's going to be December, so it should be cooler. So the heat, I think, probably adds more to the usual smell.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be gone a little bit, but I'm expecting it to smell very marine-y.
I was thinking of if I went to Paris, what would make me happy is a cab ride. Hey, look out the window. There's the Eiffel Tower. Hey, look, there's the pyramid at the Louvre. Oh, there's Notre Dame. Let's go eat. And then let's get out of here and go to some small ass town and chill in the countryside for a little while.
I have no desire
to go to
a bike with a baguette.
Paris, but like I said, I would like to see the Eiffel Tower, but I don't need to spend time at it.
Like I've seen it. It's right across from the Cosmo.
I've been to Paris, Tennessee.
The Bellagio show.
There's an Eiffel Tower in Paris, Tennessee. There's probably one in Paris, Texas. I haven't seen it, though.
There's in Paris, California, too, if you guys want to visit it.
Paris? It's pretty great. Just gonna say it. I know a lot of people shit on Paris. I went to Paris. Pretty great.
Here
pretty
we go. Remarkable. Big guys been to Paris.
Just saying.
Times.
Been there. Oh, been there one time, not multiple times.
Champs-Élysées.
It's pretty great. Yeah, you gotta go to the, well, you gotta walk the Champs, gotta hit the Arc, go to the Eiffel.
So I've watched enough of the Parthenon, tour, the Tour de France. Like I know all the places.
Parthenon or Pantheon?
Parthenon, I want to say, is in Greece. The Pantheon is in Paris. Hit up Notre Dame.
That's like Mike Tyson.
Put your Pantheon. Put your Pantheon.
Put your Pantheon.
Did you guys know Paris and Italy are different places? I don't know if you knew that or not.
Different place. Both in Europe, Scott. Not in South America.
ask me where the Eiffel Tower is. Don't know which one.
Where? You don't?
Paris, South France.
America.
Yes. Good job, buddy. but yeah,
I mean,
no,
Italy, Louvre, Italy, kinda, Paris,
go
France.
In the Louvre.
It's all the same place to me.
The pyramid of the Louvre. You're not, you must not be a museum guy. That's what it is.
It depends. It's day like the mall. Speaking of DC, I like the I love the Air and Space, but the art stuff, like well, it's all I can see. People, I get it. They're good. They're better than me at doing stuff, but I don't see what makes this that much better than that other guy's stuff. You know, in Toledo's museum.
Well, it's not even, it's
Ohio.
The thing is, like, it's the history as well. Like, you're seeing centuries worth of, like, pieces.
The design of the building, which is cool looking.
Okay. You're a big architecture guy then. Paris has a lot of great architecture, a lot of great cathedrals and churches and everything like
That's
that.
That's what I loved about, you know, Germany. Like, Munich had a bunch of incredible churches. The ornate. Yeah. Just the craftsmanship.
Meticulousness to it. Yeah, it's insane.
I appreciate that.
Same with Spain.
Yeah, like all that old European bullshit that we didn't destroy in the wars.
Well, I mean humans.
Humans.
You mean humanity, okay.
Yep.
I like to not lump myself in with the Nazis and their destruction. So.
Clip that.
They didn't bomb Germany.
No, they didn't bomb Germany, but they bombed. I was thinking more of Spain.
Speaking of other countries,
hey now, I had to edit the
hey now
encouragement because I thought it might be offensive.
Encouragement?
Later on, spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
Boop boop boop. Where are you at, Ben?
Now I gotta go see what he actually put. Jesus Christ.
Hey guys, have you been to Paris? You're my favorite songist.
What the hell's happening?
Your clip's not clipping right now?
Oh, I forgot to add it. Sorry. I had deleted it earlier.
You want me to fake it? I can fake it.
I got it right, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know.
Hey guys, Kudu here, and I'm back with another question. That there is cooking. Anyway, I'm stirring the stuff in the fry pan. Something popped out, lay on the floor. I've gone, oh God. Lean over, picked it up. I feel something sort of crusty. I'm like, ooh. Under the arm tap, threw it back in the fry pan. Didn't really count the seconds, but here's my question to you guys. What's your policy of dropping food? Do you have 3 seconds, 10 seconds? You don't care? Or maybe you sort of, you know, hardcore, and you're sort of like, oh, give it to the pets or throw it in the bin. That's my question for this week. Also, Joe, now that you're in peak fitness form, you've been married, are you going to blow out now? You know, 500 pounds. All right. See you guys.
The end.
Are you
not going to blow out.
Did he say he put food under his armpit after he dropped on the floor?
That's what it sounded like.
So confusing.
I thought he was going to say he picked something up that wasn't what popped out. It was like dog poop or something. But I'd always lived by the 3-second rule, and then I heard people start to say 5-second. But it depends. I think we've talked about this before. Depends on the if it's a wet, something wet, throw it away. If it's dry and you're hitting dry, dry hits dry, pick it up. It's fine. Wet hits dry, throw it away. Wet hits wet, throw it away. Dry hits wet, throw it away. dry, dry.
If anything hits carpet, throw it away.
Right now, anything hits chip. The floor with
whoa,
two cats and a
potato,
dog.
Like a potato away. Chip hits the floor. Carpet's fine.
Anything hits carpet.
Potato I've chip gotten, is good for weeks.
Actually, Scott, I'm going to let Scott. Wow. I was going to say, wow. I'm going to let Scott go first.
I was going to say, we have two cats and a dog. Something hits the floor here. It's I'm tossing that baby.
Or it's going to get hit real quick.
I'm saving calories when I see it hit the floor.
Frying pan, I don't know, I was gonna say, that's weird.
Out of the frying pan, that's a no-go, because now whatever dust or whatever is wait, on, and then you're frying
frying
it
pan,
on.
Throw back
also,
in the frying pan.
Also, it's killing
pan.
The bacteria, I guess, fry if off, it gets to the right the temperature.
Pop.
But, yeah, oh, as I've gotten older, video. I've become more...
Oh, my God, this guy's, what, 30?
How much? How old, Scott?
This is 30. Guy's 30.
31. 32 this year. As I've gotten older, I've gotten more, what's the word? I don't want to say germophobic.
Gay.
But you know what I think it is, actually? The fucking pandemic. I think the pandemic, like, the level of germaphobe that I did have cranked it up. Like, if anything hits the floor, it's trash. Like, I hits the counter, I'm like, trash. Like, I can't do it. I'm like, not taking that risk.
My generation, it's like...
My generation.
They say rub dirt on it. That's a real thing. Like, rub dirt on it. It's like...
Generate into something, fool.
I still we believe in like eat a peck of dirt stuff. Or whatever.
I don't know eat. I wouldn't eat dirt, but...
It's just eat like, a peck of dirt before you die.
Get God dirty. My Who dirt. Cares? Wash your hands.
You know, my exterior, like... Fine, boom. Like, I'm outside all the time. I get sweaty. I'll roll around in the grass or whatever. But what I'm putting into my body, I am very aware of it now. Like, if I leave the house, I've completely trained myself because of the pandemic. Can't touch my face until I make it back home and wash my hands. Like, it's just not happening no more.
I don't leave the house without some hand sanitizer on me.
I need to do that, but I haven't gotten that far into it. Where I have hands.
It's part of my pocket check. Sanitized pocket, wallet pocket, keys pocket.
No phone. Mask didn't pocket. Do phone.
Phone no pocket. Phone tap.
That's right. You got 30 pockets, though. You got
earbuds. Yeah, I got a lot of pockets. I got an earbuds pocket. I got the phone pocket. I got the wallet pocket. I got sanitizer pocket, and then other pocket.
For me, it's just phone, keys, headphones, because my phone also contains my credit cards and debit cards and all that jazz. But, yeah, no, I've become very conscientious of
write it down, name of the show.
Any bacteria or any, you know, whatever is on the ground or on the countertops or anything like that. I'm just tossing it. It's unfortunate. I get sad when I have to do it because I knew when I was a kid, I was just popping that in my mouth like, 3 seconds, boom. But now I'm like, that could take me out.
Situational. Game time decision, whatever.
It's like an immune system's not as great as it once was. That could take me out.
None of us haven't gotten razor blade COVID yet, which is...
I don't know what that is, but...
But yeah, that's the new one? That's what it was called? I forgot it was razor
blade. Razor blade throat COVID because it gives you the
worst...
Oh,
yeah. Fucks up your throat and all that jazz. But
speaking of jazz, we went to a jazz museum in New Orleans.
Ooh. Paris also has a cinema museum, correct? You know, it's one of the birthplaces of
cinema.
The camera.
Is that France or is that Italy?
Paris, France. Are you really? I hope you're
not. No, I like some museums. It's just it's all I gotta be in the mood. Museum. Like,
that's Kyle.
This is bad to say, but we were in D.C. one time, and this is preseason. Football,
Greg was like, "Fuck the fucking African American museum."
Well, it's worse.
Which protest were you on, Greg?
It was the Holocaust Museum. Holocaust Museum.
All lives matter.
There was a. I don't know. I'm gonna. It wasn't. It was a preseason. It was a regular season. But the Broncos were playing. I think the Giants. We went to the Holocaust Museum. I raced through it. Didn't look at anything. Just went from front to back. Lap, went intended. To the hotel, watched Jeez. The football game. All I remember is there was, at the end, there was just all the shoes from the...
Oh, that's tough.
From the concentration camp people are piled up. But yeah, I just like everybody else is stopping reading every little thing. And I just like, no. Oh, I just like, I got to watch
Greg
football.
Greg has no time for history.
Got to watch football.
Yeah, though I see the Broncos lose. Joe, what are you going
to
do?
I mean, well, I mean, we went to, I went the music.
Bad day to go on a Sunday, I got to say.
We went to Dachau when we were in Munich. We went over to Dachau for their, they have a museum in there, and it's a lot of stuff, a lot of information. So I spent a lot of time in that. Mm. Didn't even touch on barely any of it because there was so much, but it depends on the day and the mood. But art's a different, art museums, it's like, all right, this is cool, that's cool. Like, some stuff's too abstract to even care. And then some stuff's too realistic or not realistic enough. It's like, all right, it's decent, but why is this person speaking famous and this other person?
This is how I know
not?
I'm from a different generation. Me and Kyle went to, what is it, the MoMA? Museum of Modern Art, when we went to see Brennan in New York. I have not posted one thing.
According to Brennan, he goes over there
Instagram
all the time.
Or anything. All the time. He's going there in the zoo all the time. Yeah. It's insane.
He mentioned that on his podcast.
But I think he has like a yearly pass or a monthly pass. So, and put they, I think they put new installations in every now and again. So I think that's.
I joined his Patreon this week. Good. And I thought which maybe he had a good following. I was like, nah, dude gets like $40.
It's like seven people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
but you know, but,
speaking of museums,
we went
to the Red Light District Museum of New Orleans.
There it is. I didn't know.
Greg would have hated it. A lot of reading.
Like, I thought the Mostly Red Light District reading. Was where they had the prostitutes and the windows.
It is.
But
that's
museum.
That's what the museum was about.
Oh, okay.
It's actually, I learned a lot from it. It's interesting.
Hmm. I went to the actual Red Light District. Just walked through, strolled through.
Well, quickly,
stop by.
Speaking of Germany, I mentioned a little bit earlier. When I was in Germany, in Munich, we went to the Bayern Munich soccer match.
Oh,
and their giant arena, which is a big stadium. And they were on TV today playing in the German Cup, the DFB Pokal.
I've seen a German
the
Cup.
The big German Cup tournament where it's you got the top two leagues and then the top four girls from the third league are participating in this tournament. Starts early, you know, and then ends in May. But
so they
were playing Wiesbaden, who is in the third level league, like one of the worst teams in the tournament. And so I was watching the game. I was working. I had it on the TV, and they were up 2-0, and they were dominating. They just had several offsides that negated a couple goals, and I went upstairs to pick up a package that was delivered. Came back downstairs, and it was tied 2-2.
Always a package being delivered.
And I was
tied
there was
2-2.
75
big
minutes.
Package guy.
Like there was only like 15 minutes left. I'm like, how did this happen? They were dominating this game, and I was gone for like 3 minutes, and they gave up two goals. But
jeez,
it was wild. This is easy and what. Was crazy. They were playing in their stadium, and it was smaller than the Wrexham Stadium. Like where Bayern plays is such a huge,
insane,
huge, beautiful stadium. This place was like, I think, yeah, it was smaller than
like a park.
Yeah, it was crazy. But luckily, I was gonna say Patrick Kane, Evander Kane. I can't get the right Kane out. But eventually.
Harry Kane
scored.
Candy Kane.
What's funny is less than 10 minutes to go, he had a penalty kick, and it was stopped by the goalkeeper.
Ooh, wow.
He dove the right direction, and then he headed it, and one of his other players came in and stopped that one. So I was like, oh, my God, they're going to tie. Wow. But this one would have gone to penalty kicks if they had stayed tied. But in extra time, 3.5 minutes in extra time, he scored. Kane scored the winning
goal. Up
so they survived, but speaking that would have been a big upset. But I don't know. It was the fact that they gave up two goals while I was gone for 2 minutes when they had been dominating. But
I was saying, what's the name just lost today? Man United
lost in that tournament.
The Carabao Cup.
to a fourth division team.
Grimsby Town.
Grimsby. Yeah.
But that was now that the soccer has started up again.
Chelsea's football.
But Joe and I are going head to head this weekend. His team versus my team.
Yeah, me and Greg not friends this weekend.
Uh-oh. You got any money?
Crosstown rivals.
No man.
You guys going to meet at 8 elevation?
Oh, we should. Elevation. I'm going to be out of town, but I was going to ask that. Do you guys have any plans for the holiday weekend?
No plans whatsoever. Me and the lady might go out just to go out on the town somewhere.
I might not leave the house.
I've been thinking about it, but I don't know yet. We'll see. We'll
see. College football really gets rolling this weekend.
Football weekend. Miami plays
big
on Sunday.
Big ball games this weekend.
Miami plays on
Sunday.
We're
going to the cabin. Got our second TV. Going to set it up for the weekend. Ready for the football.
Going to the cabin.
Let's go.
And we've got a second TV set up. And we've...
Yeah. Greg's been loving that cabin lately, boy, I tell you.
I've been there every weekend except the weekend you got married.
And we're
playing
Keno at the bar.
Greg, a nice little getaway spot.
It's close enough, but far enough. I'll talk about a little more on my encouragement. But right now, I lost all my gosh darn drops for some reason, but I have this one.
Oh, they're going to say all your gosh darn drops.
Welcome to the movies. Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
Alrighty, well, since I last spoke to you all, I've seen a couple of movies. Scott will be baffled by the amount of movies I've seen. I've seen three movies since
Stan?
I talked to you last. So a bit of a theme here. Finished Andor, and I was like, gotta get on this Rogue One. Finally, I tried to watch it like three nights in a row, kept falling asleep, but finally finished it. That Rogue One, people weren't lying about it. It's really good, really, really good. Especially now with all the context of Andor on it as well. It really, because the end of Andor just leads right into it.
Well, what's crazy is it was a big hit before Andor, you know? Like, that's why they made Andor,
yeah,
obviously, because when it came out, I was like, what is this? Wasn't it right after episode 7, the first?
I think so. Either after 7 or after
The Force
8,
Awakens.
I want to say.
I think it was after Force Awakens. It may have been after the second one of that era, but I was like, what is this? This isn't part of this. And then the story, I knew exactly what it was. It
came out in 2016.
It was such huge.
So, yeah, it is after Force Awakens. You're right.
So, it's so important to, you know, it was setting up episode 4, obviously, because they used what happened in that for episode 4 to happen, which was the first Star Wars. Which,
yes.
People that haven't watched Star Wars, they have no idea. How does it start with 4? Good question. How does it?
Yeah, I know. But speaking of, though, right after that, I watched episode 4, which I love on Letterboxd, is just referred to as Star Wars. They don't put episode 4. Yeah.
A New Hope.
Episode 4. A New Hope, yeah. It doesn't say A New Hope either. Great movie. I love this movie. I saw it for the first time when I was probably like 12 or 13. Rick told me all about it, and I was like, I gotta check in on this. And then I was like, oh, snap, this is pretty dope. Actually, no. 12, 13, I would already move. This was before I moved. So I was like 10, 11, maybe 9, 10, 11-ish. Watched it again. It was amazing. Ariel's first time, I won't say watching, but in the seeing anything. Oh, no. She said her dad watched it before, but she was like, you know, popping in and out. And she, when I told her it came out in the 70s after the movie finished, she was like, wait, what? Like, that movie held up really well as far as the effects and everything. And I was like, yeah, practical effects really help you go a long way. And then after that, I watched The Empire Strikes Back. And Empire Strikes Back, I mean, I don't got to tell you folks, but it's pure gas. Like, even though it's misquoted all the time, it's not Luke, I'm your father. It's just, no, I am your father.
Oh, yeah.
I am
point that
your
out.
Father.
No, I am your father.
Yeah, no, it's still, even though you know it's coming, it gives the tingles. Like, it's just, oh man. Lando Calrissian making his appearance is great. Han Leia, fantastic.
And Lando, like, why you fuck them over? Why'd you fuck him over, Lando? Come on, bro.
I know.
Cloud City.
Yeah, I have yet. I'm gonna watch the end of the trilogy here shortly, and that's where I will stop. I'm not a big. I saw the sequel, Force Awakening, in theaters when it came out, and I was like, good movie. Don't care to watch another thing after this. And I've never seen the prequels, so I've only seen the original trilogy. And now Rogue One.
Force Awakens, it gets called out for being just Star Wars again.
Yeah,
but
just it, yeah, that's just what
I still liked it a lot.
Yeah, when I was in the theater, I was like, oh, this is cool. This is fun. Then I was like, all right, I saw that movie once before.
Return of the Jedi. I think it might have been the age I saw it. Was just, to me, like the best. You know, it just hit at the right time.
Really? Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, and I love the Ewoks. People make fun of the Ewoks. I love the Ewoks.
I have to watch it again, but to me, if I remember correctly, the problem with Return of the Jedi is, though it doesn't feel like that's the end of the war, it just feels like a battle was won in the war. Am I miscorrect?
Well, except for Darth Vader dies, so spoiler alert.
Oh, okay, yeah, Darth Vader dies, obvious. Well, he kind of sacrifices himself, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, he does.
Kind of takes a dive.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. But yeah, it's like...
It's on my DVR.
It's not like, all right, and now we are in charge and, you know, we take over. It's kind of like, all right, maybe, you know, good things are on the horizon. That was always my, like, I'd like
to see. Well, it was good. It was good until.
Until Force Awakens.
Well, until Han Solo and Princess Leia's son becomes an asshole.
Oh, yeah. I have nothing. No interest. No backstory on that.
Yeah, Chet.
I guess that probably is covered in the trilogy. Like, when does the Republic fall, or the New Republic fall, and then Kylo takes over?
It just kind of, they think they talk about it more in the Mandalorian and stuff.
The subsequent ones. Oh, yeah. Mando. Okay.
Like, they just come in and
wait, no, not in Mando.
Because that's after.
I was like, because...
Yeah, because
Mando's after, but it's before Kylo Ren.
Yes, but you're talking about how that happens, is how it went from that ending to becoming what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think Jar Jar,
there was
the
always,
disorganization that we see in Mando, basically.
He said Jar Jar Binks.
Hi.
Saw you.
And then the series about... what's his name?
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Which is hilarious because you see Boba Fett die. You think.
You thought.
But
why is it so much?
But yeah. Okay. Well, but that what I got up to this weekend as far as movies are concerned.
Right on. It's a lot of... It's just what Star Wars... did to cinema is just crazy, and how it's still
such a game changer
50 years later is such a
that's the other thing. Since I'm seeing them obviously after their initial release, I think the first two are kind of more or less untouched. The Return of the Jedi has been CGI has been added to the movie.
Well, that they is did all three. They did all three at some point.
Yeah, but I'm saying of all of them, three is kind of like the, when they're in Jabba's place, like the singing scene, it's just now all CG to some degree. And it's like, bro, this is kind of distracting.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I saw the originals, so even though I've seen them all.
I think when I was younger, Rick had the originals, so I watched the originals then, but now I can't find it like that anymore.
Sweet, it's probably on VHS. Chewbacca. You might be able to get it on DVD.
Like, I think they've even changed. Yeah, you got to have like VHS or DVD, and then you got to have like specific DVDs because after a certain year, the print is just new print. Like, I think now when I eventually watch it, it's Christian Haydenson instead of like the old guy.
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen. Wow.
Christian Haydenson.
They superimpose him as Darth Vader when the force projection comes instead of the old guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because
it's damn.
No. Well, the only thing I watched, I watched a lot of stuff, but the only thing that I was going to point out is I was watching Poker Face and then kept seeing Twisted Metal Season 2 was coming out, and I was like, I thought it was a reality show at first, you know, because sometimes they have weird names for reality shows, and I was like, oh no, it's not reality. And so I went back and watched Season 1, and I really liked it. It's bunch of crazy car shit, post-apocalyptic car stuff.
Twisted Metal, isn't that based off a game? Wasn't there a game called Twisted Metal?
Yeah, like a PlayStation game.
I'm like, am I tripping? Yeah.
Based off of, it's on Peacock. It stars that one dude that's Captain America now.
That's Captain America now?
Yeah, the black dude.
Okay, I was Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie's John Doe. He's the main character, and
that's
Christian Haydenson.
This a new show?
I don't know when the first season was. The second season came out a few weeks ago. Started a couple weeks ago, so it's probably been out for a couple years. But
yeah, wow.
Yeah, he plays a milkman. He's a delivery guy, post-apocalyptic, and they're just they got guns attached to their cars. A lot of shooting and blowing stuff up. That's fun. But finished season one last night, or this morning. We got a clown with his hair on fire.
First season came out 2023.
There you go. So that's fun. Twisted Metal. Peacock. But that's all I got. Scott, did you watch anything?
Yeah, did he propose at a botanic garden?
Something like that. He stole our phone. I didn't even tell you guys about my finding out about it and my
There's a rabbit behind you.
So I found out on, I think I went on Blue Sky, saw it, and then was sending it to some people. And then Ariel calls me, and she's like, I think we started a trend. And I was like, why? Because Taylor and Travis got... She was like, you already know. I was like, yeah, I'm on the internet.
I'm on the internet.
I was like, I don't think we started a trend just because they got gay.
I don't know. We went to the Botanic Gardens. First thing we saw was a proposal. I was like,
That's true. But yeah. All right.
I proposed. Disappointments. In the kitchen.
So the roundabout way to get to my disappointment is
she just got done.
I went out of town this past weekend for my annual fantasy football draft tournament.
Oh, hot chip time.
First time without the lady in recent years.
Wow. Left the wife at home.
She wanted to store her PTO days for when we go on the honeymoon. So she sat out. Because she works on Saturdays, and
I drove down on
Friday. I know, right? Looking out for the family unit. That's what it is. So went down, had a great time, hung out with friends, went to see some family, and then the draft day. So we have a tournament before the tournament. Now we have a tournament before the tournament before the draft.
Tournament before the tournament.
A tournament before the tournament to figure out who's going to be in the top half and the bottom half of the bracket. Then you have the activities that take place in the bracket that determines where your choice is of pick, and then you can pick where you want to pick. It was like a combine leading. It's so confusing. It was like a combine leading into the tournament, leading into the pick of choice, and then the draft. The combine thing, I ended up 10th. I did a bad job. So the combine, it was one red solo cup on the table, and you had to make one beer pong shot in it. And I don't know if you guys know, it's hard to make a shot into one cup by itself. So that took me a while.
Without bouncing.
And then I think, no, without bouncing, yeah. I think then you run over to the cornhole station where you get three bags and you toss them. And then if you land on the cornhole board, you get minus 5 seconds. If you make it in, you get minus 10 seconds. I think I got two on, but didn't get any in. Then you get a football, and there was like a fire pit at the Airbnb we were at. You toss the football into this fire pit. If you get it in, it's minus 15 seconds. I did not. You only get one throw. Did not get it in. You run back in. You do three flip cups, and then your time is your time. I think I got it done in like 1:38 after deductions for landing the cornholes on. One of my buddies ended up getting it to like 2:47 because he got stuck at the beer pong station. One of our buddies did it in he did everything like on the first try and got like two cornholes in the hole and landed one on the board, made the football in the fire pit. He, with all deductions, he ended up having like 3 seconds was his time. It was insane. I think he did it in like 38 seconds, but with the deductions, it was 3 seconds. It was absurd.
Respect.
So, yeah. So then we went to the beer pong tournament. Well, the tournament of champions, I guess. So it's beer pong, then cornhole, and then flip cup if you go to a tiebreaker. I was in the loser's bracket because, again, I had the second worst time. I lost at beer pong. Went to cornhole, won at cornhole, went back for flip cup, won at flip cup. Make it out of the first round. Go to the second round. I lose at beer pong, win at cornhole, win at flip cup. Make it to the championship of the bottom bracket. I lose at beer pong, win at cornhole, win at flip cup. Your boy is a flip cup cornhole champion. And every time in the beer pong, I was getting down to like one to two cups. It just gets difficult when you get down there, man. I don't practice as much. I'm not in beer pong situations as much. So
I've never played beer pong.
But you've never. Wow, that's
what?
Never is crazy. But
it wasn't part of my age thing, but even though I've been around it
your era
of times.
Oh, yeah. You guys were protesting the wars.
So then after that, I got to choose. I got seventh choose, and I picked the 11th spot. Got the wrap close to the wraparound. Somebody had 12th, and so the disappointment part of all this, because the trip was extremely fun, I picked Joe Mixon as my fourth running back. So not even a starter or anything. But now he might be out for the fucking year. I'm very annoyed. Very upset. Know. Yeah, but we don't know. We don't have clear confirmation either way. So it's very annoying. So that was my disappointment.
Trading for Kelsey.
A very good weekend.
Nice.
So you're bad at combine.
Yeah, it wasn't great at the combine portion. It was a new wrinkle that wasn't there before.
Yeah, you're getting old now, Joe. There's a lot of new wrinkles.
Hey, now.
I got flexing, baby.
Low life. Your wife will see a lot of new wrinkles too that she hasn't seen before on you.
That was it. She'll fix them. She's an esthetician. She'll fix it all up.
I don't know if they do injections down there.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about. at the Jen Carey on Instagram, Florida.
DTR.
Shout out to them having to dismantle Alligator Alcatraz, sorry.
DTR in the Discord. Bad peoples.
Highbrow K-Nut on the Discord. Disappointment. Watch Flight Risk. It was a crazy movie. Seriously?
Have you seen it?
Oh.
Mark Wahlberg.
Have not.
Didn't
heard Alaska.
Oh, that's the Mark Wahlberg one?
Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
Topher Grace.
I'm thinking of the Josh Hartnett.
Oh, yeah, the one on
I'm going
plane.
To Alaska, okay?
What was that?
I'm going to be a flight risk, okay? I'm not going to run.
Topher Grace.
It was Bullet Train on an airplane.
Yeah,
basically.
I forget what it was called. Dope? No, something like that.
Bullet Train?
Nah.
It was one word, I thought. But
something like that.
Yeah, so Topher Grace.
I'm not going to run away, okay?
Topher Grace was like an accountant for like a mafia person or something, and he was testifying and then was under witness protection with the marshals, and then they find him and
fight or flight.
They gotta come. They gotta bring him to court, and they get on a little small plane in Alaska. And Mark Wahlberg had killed the pilot and was posing as the pilot.
Spoiler!
They figure it out. That's how it starts. They figure out that he's not the real pilot. So the marshal,
Only one that made it out of the '70s.
Unscathed. Yes, him and Donna. I think Donna's
a lot of them did.
Did Donna write a letter for what's his name?
I don't think Donna did.
No. It's getting encouraged.
What happened with Donna?
You guys listen to too much stuff.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Yeah, Donna was in Orange Is the New Black, that '90s show. She did well for herself.
They've all.
My encouragement is Mixing's my. Healthy yeah, I wish. My bank issue from last week has been resolved. Got resolved. The next day. Not because they
heard the
let
show, didn't they, Joe? They heard the show.
No, I called. I called Delta again. Delta was like, it's not on our end. It's obviously something with your bank. Called the bank. Got a low-level employee, obviously. That's what you do when you first get in. And went through the whole rigmarole. And then I said at the end of it, I was like, this is not satisfactory. I cannot abide by this because they're saying it's not them. It's not showing on their end. It's not pending on their end. It's only for you guys. I've never done this before. First time I ever did this, guys.
Uh-oh.
I said, I need to talk to somebody above you. I need a supervisor.
Speak to a manager.
I need to speak to somebody who can actually... The person was like, what do you want them to do? I was like, I need to speak to somebody that can fix this. Because obviously you can't. It's not your fault, obviously. But I need to speak to somebody that can actually do something about this. So, waited, was on hold. She came back. She was like, I'm waiting for somebody. I'm like, I'm fine. That's fine. On hold.
Patient
comes back
Karen
still waiting for. So I'm like, look, I'll wait until the end of time. Like, this needs to be resolved. I don't care. Just get me somebody who can help me. So eventually, after the third hold, they come back. A supervisor is there. I talk to the supervisor. I explain everything to the supervisor. The supervisor looks and sees, yeah, there's two charges. There's a third charge. I was like, yeah, why is there a third charge? I don't have three people going on this damn trip. And she says, she puts me on hold. And she's like, oh, still holding. Okay. Comes back, still holding. I'm like, I don't care about holding at this point. I need this fixed. And again, the third time she comes back, she's like, okay, my people have gone in. We've taken off the charge. Da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, great.
So
they can do that now?
Issue?
It was a bank issue. They just put a third hold. Well, I don't know. They just put a hold on it.
Oh, but see, that doesn't make sense either. Oh, well. Well, I'm glad it got resolved.
They put a hold on it, and it was not going
to... I think it was a Delta issue, but the bank can be like... They can scrub the
hold. I don't think it was a Delta issue, because the thing is, it would have been pending on Delta's end. Delta was like, you're completely resolved with us. Like, we got both your payments. They're fine. Like, we have nothing else in the books for you.
But why would there be a hold on it? Like, hey, man.
Wait, you have Bofa, or do you have Chase?
Scott.
Sofa. Yeah, Sofa. Sofa. So,
but yeah,
anyway,
so,
I'm glad it's resolved.
But yeah, it was like, oh, but we'll let it go on Monday. I'm like, no, I will not. This is not okay.
I had to have the three weavers tonight.
And that was the thing. I was like, yo, I got insurance I gotta pay. I got credit cards I gotta pay. Like, are you guys gonna pay for my late fees when this happened? Like, no, you're not. So release my money now. Because I don't know why y'all are holding it on this phantom charge.
Phantom charge? Good name for you. So
crazy.
And I did get fucked with a late fee. I was about to say, my electric bill, of all things.
Did they turn it off?
No, they didn't turn it off. But, because I paid it early. The thing was, I tried to pay it early. But
it bounced.
I paid it on the same day that I made the original Delta payment. So then it got returned
once everything got worse. Fucked over. Yeah. So yeah, so then they added a $30 return fuck up fee. So it wasn't like a late fee, but it was $30
tell them what happened, fee. They'll take it off.
I've already taken the L on that.
Hey, you
they'll return it. They'll give it back to you if you call about it, most likely. But I have the opposite. The last two times we went to the casino.
Greg has too much money in his account.
And our cabin, the town where our cabin is, been at the casino every weekend, the last two weekends. And 2 weekends ago when I went with my mother, I nearly doubled my money playing roulette and such.
Greg, is this how you bought the cabin?
And so this last time I went, I was playing the stadium that has two roulette wheels, one live, one video. It has live blackjack, live, it's like a video of crap somewhere else in the casino that you're betting on. Baccarat, as the dealer called it.
Love me some baccarat.
And blackjack, already said that. Three card poker. And so I was playing roulette, I was just doing black,
big,
red.
Big,
just like
six, right, wheel? Big 8 wheel?
8 wheel? What?
Do they have the big wheel?
No.
Big six wheel?
No.
That's the best one.
This one is multiple games on one thing. But anyway, there was a guy in front of me. I was sitting next to a couple. They were playing baccarat. And there was a guy in front. He turned around every time and said, "You bet on Baker. You bet on Baker, right?" And they're like, yeah. So after like 10 minutes of that, I was like, all right, let's go. Let's check this out. They had like minimum. It has a higher minimum than I was betting on my other stuff, So I was like, all right, I'll do it once. I'll bet 25 on the banker because it's 25 minimum. Boom, hits. Banker wins that one. I don't know what's going on. I'm just watching the scores add up. I don't know how it's even. I don't know what's happening. I don't know how the game works.
Here's how it works.
I know how it works now.
I
know how it works now. I didn't know how it worked then. But I was looking at the stats, and they had like the last 100 games. The banker had won 47. The player had won 23.
Banker. In my head, you were saying Baker. I was like, what does Mayfield have to do with any of this?
Brother.
I was like, what is going on?
So I did 25 again on the banker. Then 20, three in a row, banker.
Doesn't, brother.
And then, of course, the fourth one, the player one. And then one of them was a tie, which if I had a bet tie, I would have won a lot because it's.
Oh, tie. Tie is 8-1.
No zero.
But, so, yeah, it's like, all right. So I was there for 15 minutes and was up. I'd like doubled my money plus, and then I just started playing blackjack for the minimum just to stay where I was and left, doubled my money plus, and it was nice.
Do they offer free drinks while you're playing there?
I don't know if they're, I don't think they're free. They do, bottled water is free, but
do they have
I haven't ordered from, but I've been at the bar playing poker and they don't, it's not free. So
at the bar?
Yeah, usually a lot of times.
This is like video poker?
Yeah. As long as you're, as long as you bet.
Real poker at the bar?
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
I know, as long as you bet a certain amount.
Texas Hold'em and there's a bartender, I'd be done.
That'd be awesome. But I made a bet on the Brewers to win. I told Kendra like 3-4 weeks ago, I was like, let's bet the Brewers. They were doing well. They weren't quite, they hadn't had their long winning streak yet. I was like, let's pick them to win the World Series. They were like plus 2,400 or something. It was.
Oh, did they win the World Series?
Well, then they had a long winning streak, and then we went, and they were like plus 900 this last time we went. I said, yeah, we should have made the bet before they had
it. Plus 24.
But they're not going to win.
Plus 900, I would have taken that all day.
We did. We did. We did take it. But
could have had a plus 24, though, Scotty.
No, I meant to win the World Series. Futures. Futures bet. Futures bet.
Yeah, it's futures. Scott not picking up on that?
Yeah.
I thought they were doing so bad. The game they were playing that day was plus 900. I was like,
No. They've been playing. They were playing well, but they hadn't been on the big streak that put them way ahead of everybody.
Yeah, they weren't on a heater.
And then they did that, and then but
they won like 14 straight. Still. And it's like, oh well, not everybody's got them top.
So, but yeah, so that's my
encouragement. Should have put your money on the Marlins.
I'm ahead for the last couple weeks. at the casino. Well, I'm sure we'll go this week while we're there.
I'm sure you will too.
Oh, we also went to, they have a new brewery called Brewery Brothers.
Did they got a sports book?
Yeah.
Obviously. Sports book. He's putting money on the brews. I was going to say, college football, you're definitely going to go there.
Yeah. I have some parlays. I'm ready. Got ready to go. Hopefully, we'll go on Friday. I'll
send Greg $5.
I'll have to go on Friday.
Ski for me.
Scott can do it legally, right? Is Cali legal?
Scott can't do it legally.
No, I can do it illegally. No, we
Scott has to go to Vegas.
I got so spoiled in Colorado because it was legal.
I have to go to Vegas. Show gets it.
Florida, you were in Florida last weekend. Tell the lady, you could have made all these bets. If you download the Hard Rock
again, I was coming off of all my fantasies being held hostage, and then I was like, you know what? I can't be going overboard here.
I did come up $10 in Colorado by betting preseason games.
Ooh, look at you.
Take the favorite and take the over. Easy money.
The over? What were the overs? There are a couple of bad score games.
Usually the second half's like boom, 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 bad.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Denver was like pretty bad. Denver was like 10 away from the over after the first half, and then they scored like 3 in the second half of the game because they put in all the jabronis and then nothing happened.
Oh, were you betting over on the team that was going to win or over on the game overall?
Over on the game.
Oh, okay. Dang. Wow. 10 away.
I was like, this is easy. We're like
neither
7 points.
Got 10
7
points,
7 points away after like 2 minutes in the third and then nothing happened.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it was a
new 17-19.
New brewery. And the casino just opened.
Brewery Brothers.
A really good wing.
Oh, it's in the casino.
Yeah, pizza's not great. Yeah, this casino has bowling. Okay. They have
what?
Yeah, it's an entertainment.
Yeah, the Mohegan Sun
Center
brewery, bowling, and a casino.
Harrah's Entertainment Complex.
Oh, I might not leave.
Yeah, Scott's like, do Cherokee. They have rooms up
Cherokee
there?
Cherokee Casino.
Do they have Buffalo Kino at the bar?
Not at the bar. I wish they did. I would love to.
We call
what
it.
I was saying.
What do you call it?
Tatanka. Well, all right.
Wildebeest, you know.
Wildebeest. Do we have any low lines?
Can I get high? Can I get high?
Did you see why I edited it?
I don't know why he added. That's why I was like, I don't know what that has to do with push-ups.
I don't think you edited it.
It has nothing to do with push-ups. It's more of a...
It's a random descriptor.
Yep. That's why I was like, not necessary.
I think he just likes men. I think he was checking them out.
I think he was.
Honestly, for being honest.
You want me to put it back in?
Highbrow K Nut on the Discord, encouragement. Did a push up challenge with an African guy, and we had a tie, 15 each. I'm not jacked. I don't understand. I can't do it. I'm not great at
pushing. Congratulations on tying the African guy.
If you're not
guy.
In America, do you say African guys? Is that a thing?
I mean, he's not in Africa, so I assume.
Yeah, African Australian. I mean, I don't know if that's a thing. Yeah. African Aussie.
Has to be.
Half-Aus.
I mean, are you guys privy to the Black Scots? Are you guys privy to Black Scots?
I've met a couple in my life. What are you asking?
No, there's a couple Black Scottish guys that have gone viral on TikTok because people are...
Blottish.
Their content got into algorithms and people are like, wait, Black Scottish people exist?
It would be odd.
Yeah, obviously.
What does... I'm curious the accent.
Like the Black guys in the UK. Like, I mean, in England. Well, they sound like Scots. They sound like proper Scots, but they look like me. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah. I'll send you guys the video. I'll post it on the Low Life logo.
What did we learn, boys?
It became so big, the guy that really like popped, he kinda looks like Sterling K. Brown. So then Sterling K. Brown was accepting an award and then he put on a fake Scottish accent and was like, I'm happy I can finally be myself.
That's pretty good.
It's a good bit. But what do we learn? We learned Scott doesn't like seafood. Both of you guys don't like seafood.
Well, he doesn't like seafood, but he had a bunch of it. like oysters.
A bunch of it. You and liked I enjoyed it more it. Than
shrimps.
But you don't even like shrimp, Greg. That's crazy. That was eye opener for me.
It's the texture. Like Rob I understand. Robert said it. Scott said it. It's like rubber and
I'm like, who's Robert?
I don't know why I said Robert.
Oh, we had
rubber.
fried crab claws in New Orleans too. Pretty good.
Well, it's funny because when we were in Jamaica, our butler, because we had a butler, made us lobster tail, and I
having a butler in Jamaica. It, great.
But he made a lot of money.
Well,
Greg, what did you learn?
I don't know. I think if you flavor anything, it's good. But texture is the biggest thing. Like even that lobster, it's like at a certain point, the texture is just.
What you learned?
I'm used to teeth going through meat, not
weird,
like
slicing through butter.
But yeah. Anyway,
It kind of be texture wise, shouldn't it? It's similar to like the white of an egg if you hard boil it.
No. Because that's smooth. That's just like asking. Cuts like, no.
I don't remember. Because
there's a little bit of resistance.
Gaminess is to it.
Okay. Yeah, those. I don't know. It's just weird. Weird.
Ariel doesn't. I don't think Ariel's ever had a hard boiled egg. I was trying to explain to her like that's one of the most satisfying bites. Going through the white of a hard boiled egg, it just slides through. It's like a hot knife through butter.
Even better when it's deviled.
Not a deviled egg.
Let me some deviled eggs.
What did you guys learn?
I learned Joe is bad at the combine.
Yeah,
I also learned that Mixon's injured, so I shouldn't draft him.
Should not draft him. It was more learned so beer pong one that shot.
Joe is the itinerary guy.
I'm an itinerary.
I learned Greg hasn't played beer pong his old ass.
That's another good one. Greg has not played beer pong.
Just shuffleboard and just shuffling around the dance floor.
Crazy. That's
fair points.
All right, Greg, get us out of here.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of A New Low. I had to burp. I'm El Greg. That's Scott by Scott.
Off headphone
Joe.
Over the car.
Off camera, but still in our hearts. Everything you need to know you can find at anulo.co, even Headphone Joe. And Schmo?
Multi-platinum Schmo, album on the wall behind him.
But multi-platinum.
Recording artist.
Listen to the other show.
Shout out cheers to my nephew, who's also dropping an album this weekend.
Nice. Is he the one you featured on your album?
Yeah. Nice. I'm featured on his album as well.
Ah,
Jarvis
check that
Divine.
Out. Jarvis it's Divine.
Called, is it Reality?
Send us a link.
Virtual Reality.
Scott will buy a copy for the podcast. listen to the other shows on the Anulo Podcast Network. Cheers for the Press Box is back, you guys. Exciting times.
Yes.
Football is back. Cheers for the Press Box is back. Brennan is back.
Brennan
who does a podcast?
You know, not a bad guy.
Yeah, you met him.
Not a bad guy.
Did we talk about him last week? I don't know that we did.
I think we did. We touched on it a bit.
Then who does a podcast also? But if I left anything out, I didn't. So thanks again.
High School Musical.
Thanks again for listening. And remember,
Gold Blow Sticks.
It's been a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
I'm here live.
I want me some glory hole.
I'm shocked I didn't talk about the Kid Cudi album.
Wait, did Cudi drop? I told you he's been dropping, Joe.
I forgot.
Eminem dropping the track, Joe. I don't know.
Eminem did drop it. I sent it to you.